Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. From customer service to filing your taxes to scheduling meetings, just about any task from the menial to the monumental can be outsourced online. But what about outsourcing a creative project? Can imagination be purchased online? Well, for his latest story, NHPR's Sean Hurley went to find out. By attempting to create and produce an entire radio drama, relying solely on a website called Fiverr. That's an online marketplace where people offer various services starting at just $5. Here's a taste of some of the services you'll find on Fiverr.com.
Hi, I'm Bea, and welcome to my Fiverr page. I'm here to be your virtual assistant.
I will transcribe up to 10 minutes of your recorded audio or video for only $5. This offer is only good at Fiverr.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Devin, and for just $5, I will create or refine your resume or cover letter.
I can help you with various tasks such as email management or maintenance, research, or product review.
Now, before we get into how Sean went about outsourcing a radio story, a little background on what inspired the idea in the first place. Just a few years ago, Sean offered his services on Fiverr, and for the low, low price of $5, Sean would compose, perform, and record a 30-second personalized song for any client. So who sought his services? Well, let's have him tell us.
I mean, I thought I was going to get people who wanted to put cheap radio jingles on the air. I would say 50 to 60% of them were just people looking for songs about themselves, about their boyfriends or girlfriends, or just little weird ideas that they had that they weren't going anywhere. So this one came in. I'll just read what she wrote. I want a song to contain something that involves an owl, a pink moon, the universe is our paradise, coasting in a toast of us, and anything else that makes it really sparkle, that gives off that lovish, gothish feel to it.
Well, let's hear what you came up with.
All right.
The owl and the old pink moon both wait and fly away. The universe, a paradise so small and large and bright. When the owl goes flying, the pink moon does too.
Wow, Sean, that's a lot of work for $5.
You know, I actually can't remember how long it took me, but sometimes songs take 15 minutes. Sometimes it takes, 3 days. And then after you're done, you can't remember whether it was a 15-minute long deal or 3 or 4 days. But it definitely took longer than whatever I might have valued my time to be per hour. But I took her serious.
Yeah.
I tried to
grab this
feeling that she was hoping. And I think that part for me was fun, was trying to capture whatever odd request a person had. Trying to give that to them was sort of something I was, happy to do and try to do.
How many songs did you write for Fiverr customers?
I think about 60 to 70 songs.
That's a lot.
In about a two-month period, at which point I stopped. I worked for 2 months, got to level two, realized there wasn't the big payday. Over that 2 months, I made about $600, $700, of which Fiverr keeps 20%.
Which song did you make the most money off of?
It was a song for a company that makes chili for preppers. I made $45, I think.
People who are preparing for the apocalypse.
Right, right. So this chili that they have is shelf-stable for 25 years. And so they wanted a song that was fun, but somehow gets across the things that preppers might be interested in, the shelf-stable chili that is delicious and award-winning.
Let's hear it.
It never slips my mind. eat chili all the time. Chili like a tiger inside. Chili like a fiery wine. Chili. Inside Foods award-winning chili. It's all natural and non-GMO and is shelf stable for 25 years. Chili like a tiger inside. Chili like a fiery wine. Chili.
Oh, I think that's it. I hope so.
I hope the Grammy committee is taking note.
Oh my gosh, that one didn't feel too good.
It feels like a tiger inside.
It was like a tiger. It just a lot, you know, when you write music for other people, a lot of times it just really fills you with embarrassment. Not because, like, I didn't, you know, I'm not against Prepper's chili, but there's a bit of sales that goes into it. Whenever you have to do anything that feels like you're trying to sell something to somebody, that's where I feel like I fail.
Well, I'm glad you're in public radio rather than jingle writing business then, Sean Hurley. Yeah. Which leads us to your project. You decided to outsource an entire radio story on Fiverr from conception to production. Now, again, Fiverr is this website where people offer various services beginning at $5. So where did you start?
The first problem I had was I thought, well, what should this story be about, or how do I... To get the ball rolling, I didn't know what to do, and I was just drifting around on Fiverr, and then I found this woman, Nadia, in the UK, who is a psychic and writes titles for $5. So I thought, oh, I could get a title done by a psychic for $5, and that seemed like a really fine way to begin this kind of thing.
Title being?
Nadia's title, Man Manifests Cash Out of Thin Air When He Had Nowhere to Turn to, the real-life story of the power of providence.
Okay, so you paid your $5, you got the title of the story. What was the next step?
I wanted to keep out of it as much as possible. I thought it would be interesting if I did very little except sort of serve as the impresario of this, putting it together, finding the pieces, just picking the people. So after Nadia came up with the title, I thought we should find maybe a writer of some kind to write an introduction that would further clarify where we're going. So I found a woman named Monday's Child in the U.S. and
a likely story.
Yeah. And so her gig was, I'll take your writing prompt and do something amazing for $5. So I asked her to create an intro to the story.
You got your introduction and then...
So we got my introduction, and then I looked for a writer, somebody who would sort of seemed exciting. You know, there's so many writers out there, and they have a little intro. Sometimes they'll have a video. They'll introduce themselves. They'll tell you what they're up to. And you're really just looking for a kind of vibe, you know. So I looked for somebody who I thought could take this kind of weird title and intro and then proceed to write the first part of a story. So I found, the first person I found was a guy named H.W. Edwards. And for $5, he wrote the first part of the story. I asked him to, you know, take these two things, do whatever he wanted. So we did that. I did that four times with four different writers. And then I started getting editors. I started hiring editors for $5 to just keep chopping it down. And then I got tired, you know.
So the two women were from England. Where were these other people from?
The first woman was from UK. Mm-hmm. Second was from US. Mm-hmm. But it was a very international cast. But I would say of the 12 to 13 people that I used, I'd say 8 or 9 of them were from the U.S.
Mm-hmm. After putting this together, we're about to hear this story, but we're not going to hear your voice here.
Right. I am not in this story at all. I didn't write it or voice it or really have anything to do with it except for the assembly.
Well, let's hear the story, shall we?
Sure.
Max Trainer grew up on a boat in the Pacific Ocean. As a boy, he spent his time fishing, swimming, and watching the sky.
I would lie beneath the sails, sometimes in the water, and watch the clouds. Not just the clouds, the sky too. Even the empty nothing of the air was for me very important. There was something there if I could only figure out how to see it.
His wife, Maddie, says Max was always a dreamer.
He falls down a lot. Like multiple times daily, he'll just walk into a wall. Fall in a hole. Bam. He doesn't look where he's going. Drove me wild. It's why I left him.
Because he fell down all the time?
No. Because what's so interesting about the sky? Watch out for the wall, dum-dum.
Max is staring at the sky, but he does not realize he's about to crash right into a wall.
He didn't care, really. Just cared about his boat, a few rods, and that damn telescope.
With Maddie no longer providing her half of the rent, Max was evicted and left to fend for himself.
I think at one point I had $3.14 in my account. Not even enough for a tuna sandwich. And I'd probably caught the damn tuna.
But it was here, on his boat, with his telescope, that Max's life changed forever.
I remember I was taking a look at a set of real odd clouds. Looked like a big storm system was coming in from the west, but didn't look like none I'd ever seen. Wind started picking up, and all of a sudden, this rogue wave slipped under the boat and knocked the telescope right out. I didn't care about most of the crap Maddie took, but losing that telescope really upset me. Even worse, next morning I come down to the pier, and my boat's gone. Not even a splinter left. Just two holes where the cleat was nailed down to the dock. I just about cried when I saw that. First my telescope, then my boat. I had nothing.
It started with Max staring at the sky. Now he's lost his boat and wife. Worst of all, you know he lost his telescope.
Down on his luck, with no telescope, no wife, no boat, and nowhere to stay, Max went to work fishing off another man's boat. The meager pay was insulting, but allowed Max to survive another day, and using a borrowed boat was a constant reminder of his losses. His only comfort was in the quiet moments he was able to spend on the water, watching the sky.
Even though I don't have anything, I don't really have nothing. I have my sky, my air. It's mine. Mine to breathe and feel.
Max began to feel his loneliness subside, as if in the company of an old friend.
There's something for me here. I just know it. There's never just nothing.
Max fell asleep for what seemed like a short time, but when he awoke, he knew he was not where he had been.
You there? Are you all right?
Max was puzzled by the sound of someone nearby. He sat up to find the face belonging to the voice.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I must have fell asleep and drifted. Where are we?
If people knew the name of this place, we wouldn't be here.
Max scanned the frame of the young woman before him. Her clothes were tattered, and her body was dirty. Then he realized...
Have you been here a while? Are you...
We shipwrecked here about 4 months ago.
So there are more of you?
We've built a couple boats in our time here, but we never know when we're going to face bad weather. I don't want to risk anyone else's life. It gets really dangerous here.
You know, I'm pretty good at telling the weather. I've watched the sky for years. I think I can help us all get out of here.
Really?
I'll have to keep an eye on things for a while, but...
I have something that you can use that might help. It's a telescope of some sort. Washed up here a few weeks ago. Must have known you were coming.
Over the next few weeks, with his telescope back in hand, Max climbed to the peak of the island and collected weather data. Finally, on a cool summer's day, Max gazed into the sky and liked what he saw. He reported his forecast immediately.
So you really think this is the right time? You think we would survive?
I can't guarantee nothing, but I've watched the sky for years. I know it like a brother. I think that if we want to take a chance, now's the time.
The next day, the shipwreck crew took off in several handmade boats. All of their lives counted on one man's weather forecast. After a week of mostly smooth sailing, the shipwreck crew could see the coastline. All of them began to cheer and cry, realizing they had made it home. But Max's real happy ending came later. Max went on to become a successful weatherman, the first of his kind, and used his job to help safely guide ships out to sea. His only colleague, the sky, who continues to prove to him every day that there is never just nothing. Especially when it's a wall.
Max is staring at the sky, but he does not realize he's about to crash right into a wall.
Well, there you have it, with a cast of 12 or 15 people, writers, voiceover artists, songwriters, all found on Fiverr. What is the name of it again, Sean?
Man manifests cash out of thin air when he had nowhere to turn to. The real-life story of the power of providence.
So you were just overseeing this process. What is it like for you? I mean, you usually create and craft your own radio pieces. You gave up control of the process.
It was nice, and it was a little strange, you know, because I felt like I wanted to rewrite this story, or I felt like I knew how to fix it. I knew how to make it. I could make this really short and tight, but I just had to not. And I was happy also not to. You know, it's nice to not work and to leave it up to fate, just like Max Trainer.
Sean, thank you so much for accepting the assignment first and for bringing it back to us.
Oh, thank you.
And that's NHBR's own Sean Hurley talking about his completely outsourced radio story called Man Manifests Cash Out of Thin Air When He Had Nowhere to Turn to, the real-life story of the power of providence. You can learn more about the process and listen to the story again at wordofmouthradio.org.